Welcome to Heidelberg Meditations on this Wednesday of the 25th week in the year of our Lord 2022, as we continue our examination of Heidelberg Catechism question and answer 66. In question 66, we ask, what are the sacraments? We answer, the sacraments are visible holy signs and seals appointed by God for this end, that by their use he may the more fully declare and seal to us the promise of the gospel, namely, that of free grace he grants us the forgiveness of sins and everlasting life for the sake of the one sacrifice of Christ accomplished on the cross. The language used to refer to the sacraments as signs and seals is taken specifically from Romans chapter 4, verse 11, where Paul speaks of the Old Covenant sacrament of circumcision. There he tells us, Abraham received the sign of circumcision as a seal of the righteousness that he had by faith while he was still uncircumcised. In driving down most any highway in the United States, especially at night, one will see in the glare of their headlights a great number of signs. White signs, yellow signs, red signs, green signs, blue signs, all marking something different that a driver is to be aware of. Speed limits, passing lanes, slowing, turning, stopping, directions, distance, and on the signs go. As we look to the sacraments of God given to us in the Holy Scriptures, we find they are much the same. They are, as we have noted, a secondary means of grace, but they are also visible holy signs appointed by God that we may know without a doubt his promises of forgiveness and life everlasting, that they are indeed yes and amen in Christ Jesus. As a usual rule, a sign is somewhat useless if it is not visible. If a tree obscures a stop sign, bad things can very easily and very quickly happen. A sign directs our attention to something, alerts us to something we should be aware of. A sign, by definition, signifies something. Thus it is with the sacraments. They direct our attention to one sacrifice of Christ on the cross. They direct our attention to the forgiveness given by God through the gospel of his Son. They signify the covenant promises of God made to his people in grace. They alert us to the truth that our sins are forgiven and we are given life everlasting, the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Rightly practiced by the Church, the sacraments should do all of these things, for they necessarily point to something else, something bigger, something greater. They do not point to themselves. The sign is not the thing signified, which is why Paul makes clear in Romans 4 that Abraham had already been counted righteous by faith before he was circumcised, and the circumcision was a sign of what God had already done in him. It was, in the words of Augustine, an outward visible sign of an inward invisible truth. Every time we partake of the sacraments as the people of God, we should recognize the sign for what it is, and by faith look to the thing signified, to the power of God unto salvation granted in the gospel of his Son. This is part of why the Reformers were so adamant in denying the sacerdotalism of the Roman Catholic Church. For in the Roman Communion, the sign becomes the thing. But when the sign becomes the thing is often forgotten or even ignored. Thus, when we are privileged to enjoy the sacramental signs given to us in God, by God, we must be diligent to look beyond them to the thing signified, to Jesus Christ and his righteousness. For it is only as we look beyond the sign to the thing signified that we receive the grace of God promised through his Spirit. And as we follow sacramental signs which lead us to Jesus, there we can join with the psalmist in Psalm 34, 4, verse 8, and taste and see that the Lord is good. He is faithful, he is merciful, and to him belongs all glory Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.